Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I'm talking with Erica Mitnick-White, who is the Southern Arizona Director of Local First Arizona. Hi, Erica.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Welcome, and tell us all about Local First Arizona.
Well, Local First Arizona is a nonprofit local business coalition. We've actually been around for a little over 10 years. We are actually the largest local business coalition in North America. Our mission is to get the word out and support local business, help folks understand that it is the key to creating a sustainable economy. One of the things that we know is that, you know, as consumers, our money does not spend the same. That for about every $100 that we spend in a locally owned business, about $45 of that is going to recirculate and stay right here in our community working for us. But for that same $100 spent in a chain store, only about $13 is going to stay here. Part of the reason for that is, you know, you look at our local businesses, like our great local coffee houses, for example. And as a local business, they have the ability to hire our local graphic designers, our local web developers, you know, our local insurance agents, who in turn, you know, will then go to local businesses, local advertising agencies, you know, local landscapers for their office spaces, and so on and so on and so on. And they have the ability to create those secondary and tertiary jobs. You don't hear about it a lot, but those kind of jobs, it's what makes the world go round, as opposed to, you know, a national chain which has a centralized organization, and most of those jobs are going to be elsewhere. They're not creating as many jobs for local individuals as local businesses. For about every two jobs that a chain brings here, we lose three when those independent businesses get shut down. In addition to the economics of it, which really makes a lot of sense, but one of the things that, you know, makes it near and dear to our heart is when we talk about why folks are attached to a place, why they like where they live, it's amazing how much that kind of thing comes up. You talk to people about what do you love about where you live, and people will always name, like, oh, it's this local restaurant that I go to. You know, I went to a restaurant recently, a locally owned restaurant that we took my mother-in-law to that she had not been to in 40 years and was still around. And she, you know, had these fond memories of having been there before. And we really need to treasure these places and cherish them and support them. We kind of call it economic gardening. If we don't water them, they can't grow. It's our responsibility to preserve these places that are important to us because they do help us form that sort of attachment to our community. They're one of the reasons why we feel grounded where we are. And people have that sense of attachment in their community. We know that this nets great things, that where there is this strong sense of place and attachment, we see higher GDP in those communities. We see higher voter turnout. We even see higher taxes being paid. If you're looking for a local business, any type of local business, because we support all kinds of local businesses, you can find those on our website at localfirstaz.com.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green. Produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.